This is Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network, one daily news story well told. I'm John. Coming up in a moment, Texas is hit hard by the snowpocalypse, but help is on the way. That story right after this short message.
Times are changing, but at Liberty University, our purpose remains the same: to equip people to go out into the world and make a difference through their calling. Though we are blessed with an amazing campus, our most valuable resource has always been our students and those who inspire them. They are our motivation to continue providing a world-class education founded on biblical principles. Because no matter what, Liberty's mission will always remain the same: training champions for Christ. Learn more by texting EQUIP to 49596.
With what has been dubbed a snowpocalypse, the severe winter storm of February 2021, most of the United States has been dealing with biting cold and snow. States in the southern U.S. have seen massive amounts of snow, and their infrastructure, as well as the population, was not ready for the severity of this winter weather. Texas has been hit very hard, and their power grid has been greatly affected, leading to rolling blackouts in the Midwest, and more than 500,000 Texans have been without power for days, and are praying for their power and heat to be restored soon. As the frigid winter weather and freezing temperatures continue, many people have been sharing pictures and videos on social media showing the damage. From water pipes freezing and bursting, destroying everything around, to empty store shelves, Texas needs prayers and physical help too. Christian ministries are stepping up and helping those in need, even if they themselves are in need too. On February 18th, Convoy of Hope sent several tractor trailers from their World Distribution Center in Springfield, Missouri, filled with emergency relief supplies and water to help areas around the cities of Dallas and Houston. Nick Wiersma, the Vice President of Disaster Services for Convoy of Hope, said that, "Our partnership with local churches and organizations are essential to our disaster relief efforts. They enable us to respond quickly in times of crisis and provide aid to those who desperately need it." The Salvation Army is opening warming stations in communities where temperatures have reached dangerous lows. They've publicly shared through their social media that they are committed to provide essentials to those in need. Mercy Chefs sent a team of chefs that will provide food to Dallas to respond to one of the largest disasters they've ever seen. The need is unbelievable, and they say that they will do everything they can to help. Somebody Cares is a ministry based in Houston, and even though they are personally affected by the situation, founder and president Doug Stringer and his team are supplying area residents with needed relief information. They are offering safety precautions to help people in need trying creative ways to keep warm and protect their home from the dangers of the freezing temperatures as the storm continues. Please pray for all the people affected by this serious weather and those trying to help. If you can give something to help these ministries in their effort, it would be greatly appreciated by the victims and the volunteers. I'm John Matarazzo. Join me on my Along the Way podcast. You'll hear interviews with people who are actively walking with Christ so that we can learn from each other's journeys along their way. You can find my Along the Way podcast right here on the Charisma Podcast Network. Thank you for listening to today's Charisma News Podcast, one story well told. To hear more stories, visit us online at charismanews.com. Subscribe to this podcast for more Charisma News every weekday. This is John. God bless you.